do you know anything about, or what do you know about this situation? Is there anything you could share with us? Maybe there are some further questions from the group.
I can address this. Yes, I'd be happy to. So we'll talk about this right here, and then... Go on.
But we have many more questions.
We'll talk about this tonight. I'll answer all of the questions,
okay.
And then...
Okay.
Great.
Good.
Then we have the power weekend.
Okay,
yeah.
So... Because I'm, prepared with really tough questions.
I can... Okay, so Yuri's suggesting something very good. Questions. Your concern is about the rumors. I'm aware of everything, of course, because I hear everything. I have eyes everywhere. And I've spoken to a lot of people. I will tell you one thing. There are a lot of people who got caught up in the things that were being said, and they might have left, and I'm happy that they're gone. But the funny thing is, in my downline, in my organization, my key people that I've brought into the club, that I've created these relationships with, that I've been able to grow with alongside them and going through the levels and learning and experiencing the success that we've experienced in our lives, not a single one called me. Not a single one called me to ask a single question. It was the people in other people's downlines who wanted to know what I knew. And that is why I'm so in love with everybody in my group, in my downline. Because they're fearless, and they know what they're doing is right. Now, I know that there's one or two that have popped up specifically in Germany who might have been affected by some of the things that were said. So I haven't reached out and talked to them because they haven't reached out and talked to me yet.
Okay.
I do want to square that away. You have questions. Maybe you should bring up the three biggest questions, and then we can work from there. Because if I can answer the three questions and resolve some things and share some things with you that I know, maybe the rest of the questions will become irrelevant. So what do you think the biggest questions that you have are at the moment?
How many members has the club?
Can't say.
Okay, so the point is here behind this question, you know, that let's say we will talk about 35,000 members, and we had at this time about 600 platiniums, and now it was shrinking to 22,000, and we have about 110 platiniums. So that does mean, you need to understand this, only when you're platinium, you are earning commissions on a monthly basis. So that does mean this good club, which tries to change the world, provides an income only for 100 people. Even so, we have 22,000. So how comes that Kevin says this is the biggest money-making opportunity, maybe for him, maybe for those who were building an upline before the club started? How comes that he is telling us upgrade and so on and invest and travel everywhere, but there's no income? You know, I spent 10,000 euro already.
Let me stop you right there.
Okay, but I earned 30.
One question, please, because okay. If you keep giving me more information, I'm not going to remember
sure.
What you said.
So it's about the commission that the
okay,
scheme
first thing,
is
you said
the unfair,
some
unfair commission program. Tradition.
You said some things that are inaccurate.
Okay,
so
please.
So let me share.
Okay.
You earn commissions when you're part of the affiliate program, building a network. You earn commissions each month when you sign at least one member up.
Yeah, sure. You have to sell in order to qualify.
Exactly. That's nothing new. Is everybody aware of that? That's been established since the very beginning. Okay.
Understand.
You don't have to sign a member up to qualify for your commissions if you're a platinum status. And that's been established since the platinum program began.
Yep.
Okay. There are a number of members in the club, and I'm aware of that number because I'm inner circle, and I can't share it. I also know that there were publicly announced over 600 platinums. Many of the platinums fell out of qualification, which is to be expected. There are many platinums who came back into qualification after they fell out, and this will continue to happen for the 5 years that the platinum percentage is made available. So we'll have 600 that qualify for the first month, many less that qualify for the next month because they're negative and they don't belong in our club, and their platinumship will go away because they don't have the power to manifest a continued platinumship. And then some of them will get angry and they'll say, I'm going to create this, I'm going to manifest this, and they'll grow their platinum back and they'll begin receiving the platinum bonus again. There were some platinums that received their bonus and thought it was going to be much larger than it was. Not because anybody told them that it was going to be larger than it was, but because they had some kind of pie-in-the-sky dream or expectation that they were going to be instant millionaires. And that was never the idea.
Nobody expected millions from before.
They expected $50,000
but that's not the point. I did not say that it was not delivered what was promised. That I did not say. I said that the commission plan is enslaving. Only 100 people are earning. The rest are not earning.
That's not true. Does anybody agree with that? That it's enslaving?
Martin, did you ever look at other commission plans?
Yeah, sure. I definitely did.
Let me speak on this, because you're here because you chose to be here, and you can leave, you can choose to leave whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
So how are you enslaved by anything? Not you, an example, I'm saying the people that are enslaved, how are they enslaved if they're choosing through their own volition to be part of something?
With the big carrot always in front of the nose. You have to do this, and then probably you will get that.
Well, our club isn't for everybody.
Yeah, I understand
this. And people with an attitude like that need to get out.
Yeah,
we don't want them as members because they're toxic, and they ruin our club with their negative energy.
Oh, sure, of course.
So
it's easy to kick out people which you don't like because the vibration is wrong. But
they'll weed themselves out naturally. That's the beauty of it.
Okay, yeah, sure. It's all about vibration. It's all about vibration.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the way it's set up because.
So why this club is attracting such people with negative attraction, also with negative thinking? How do you think is?
Because we're littered with a planet full of negative people. They're going to show up. They're going to show up in your downlines. They're going to come to you and say, Bernard, teach me the secrets. Tell me the level four. There are people like that on this planet, and we try to help them. But they exist. We live in an anti-civilization. Our brains are receiving and transmitting these frequencies of these negative people, and we're relaying all of these ideas that they have. And we try to help, and we give them opportunity. But we cannot hold a mentality that we're enslaving them, or that our club is enslaving them, because that's categorically false.
Okay.
We can't, and to break this chain and to help them, but also to protect our club, we have to see reality clearly. We have to see the magic of what our club is and the structure behind it.
Okay,
how it
I can
works.
Tell you what it is. It's not the biggest money making possibility at all, how it is always sold. It is definitely not. We're trying very hard to recruit members.
But
so far,
to we do.
Yeah. You as well, come on.
No, I'm spinning down in here, not me.
I would also, I think it started quite well. We had some questions and he was starting to answer, but then he started to go into a discussion.
Yeah, okay.
I would recommend that, I think you start, I appreciate when you started to answering. It's get back where you were. You said there were like, I don't know, 600 platinums. Some of them could not keep the platinum level left, or then they missed the platinum level and then they got it back.
If they don't qualify for the platinum status within a month, say July, they won't get paid the platinum bonus.
Sure.
Just for that month.
If they sign up a member, but they're still not in platinum status, they get their commissions, their affiliate commissions, but not the bonus. And there were some people who were very upset about that, and they were very immature, and they went and told all these lies on the internet. Is that what you're talking about?
I got one email with I think it's quite clear. It's a person who is in our upline, Vitos. And he brought up some points. And for some points, at least, I have a little strange feeling as well.
Okay, what were the specific points?
One of the specific points was, for example, when Kevin said, okay, he has this special information about December 23rd?
Yes.
21st, 2012. And it's so special that it should be received for level 3 members. And it's also bringing our life in danger, so it's not something everyone must know, otherwise he would of course give it to everybody. But it was something we can use to be in a better position when this change occurs, and also some financial options. And then this webinar came, and for me some items were new, and some other items, or most of the items, it was for me something I knew from books and sources.
YouTube and the internet. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So,
as a critic says, the information are shared for $49 with the software.
On his portal?
2 years
on
ago.
His homepage.
2 years in the homepage from KT.
KT Radio Network, you can purchase the same info for $49.
Okay.
That's and it's critic. Not for coming from
a... That's a critic.
A Gin Council members, on, but it's coming from a guy selling on his homepage.
So what's the point?
Yeah, he's saying that he got his information from Gin Council, secret people which we should not know, but in fact you can download it on its homepage for $49 from a guy selling books.
You mean you have to not upgrade and
did you? Are you level 3?
No.
Did you watch it?
Yes, sure.
Well, don't you think that's a violation of the member agreement?
No. It's public available in the internet.
Okay, so you watched it and you didn't think that it was worth your money to be level 3 and have that part of the member benefits?
No, I have a little bit different information or thinking about.
Okay.
But the point is, how can he say that this secret information was from the council and that otherwise he sells it from a normal book guy selling on his homepage at advertisement?
Well, I know for a fact that when I watched it, he shared one piece of information that's not shared anywhere.
It is in this
$49. It's not shared anywhere.
It is $49.
Because it's about him. It's his personal statement of what he's going
sure.
to do.
That he will be stay at home or something?
That he what?
That he will stay at home?
No. So you weren't listening. But I'm glad it's on the internet and you can see it. So what is the point of this?
My point is... my biggest point is there are some small items coming together. And the small items together make me think, is there something true on all the small items? Is there a bigger lie involved or not?
Well, this is my opinion. I've been in gin from the beginning. I know these people. I know Kevin and I know other people that you've never heard of and you've never met and you're never going to know unless you're at the highest levels. I know that it's all legit. I know that it's very well funded. I'm happy with all the member benefits. I'm happy with all the affiliate benefits. And I love this club.
Yeah, sure, you invested $75,000.
I've invested over $200,000.
So how comes that you sure cannot tell something different?
Say that again?
Of course you will not tell anything different because you put so much money in, so it's the only chance what you can tell us. So have you agreed to sue Dr. C? Natalie Babenko, wife or friend of Kevin, is suing Dr. C. Have you agreed to this?
Who? Who's suing Dr. C?
The lawyer of, his name is Lane, and he is in charge of Gin Inc. And they are suing.
I haven't heard of this.
Okay, so you can get a letter from Dr. C with the...
I don't want a letter from Dr. C.
However, if Natalie Babenko, so she's wife, or I don't know, she has a different name, she is suing Dr. C with allegations.
Okay.
That he is teaming up with Peter Wink, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So have you agreed to this? So probably
I don't know. This is the first thing I've heard about it.
Okay, so does this bother you?
No.
So Gin can sue anybody of the speakers, doesn't it bother you?
It doesn't bother me.
It's a matter of law, if I may explain.
I'm in a circle, but
I have been around this for quite some time, and I have been exposed to this information longer than probably most, given my own personal background and what have you. In any organization like ours, there will be a fallout. Merely, this whole problem started ever since Dr. C. Dr. C has been warned time and again and again and again and again by the council. This is not a problem just happened. Dr. C is the one who's going through financial crises, not Global Information Network. Thus, Dr. C, after him being warned several times, being who he is, he couldn't humble himself to rectify his attitude towards the rest of us. Now, thus all this problem, and then he went out and started defaming individuals and organizations. In America, there is something called defamation.
He's sued to teaming up with Peter Wink. He's sued for other things, but not for defamation.
If he is in violation of the contract he signed, he will be sued.
I agree. Maybe he should be sued. Fine. Yeah. But the point is, our club was about look for the gold.
We are looking for the gold.
So, yeah. How? By suing somebody?
No, why are you bothered when, in fact, you have an enemy who is about to destroy your organization?
Because we speak in one language and do in another. That's the point.
No. Let me rectify something else from what you said earlier. Let me take you back to the commission issue. Gin does not pay out commissions only for 100 platinum members or 200 or 600. There is a criteria that's put forth for everybody to see.
Yes, I didn't say that. I said monthly regularly. Okay? So it's an...
Because once you qualify for platinum, okay,
yeah,
there is that 2% additional, which is the platinum community is benefiting.
Now only if you've been in the summer sales bonanza or in the other. If you now get the platinum, you don't get the 2% bonus.
No, you're completely missing out, my friend.
No, it ended in November.
In November, There was a campaign that was given.
That was a special offer.
For everybody.
So from now on, when you get a platinum, you don't get a 2% bonus anymore.
That was just a promotion that was given out. What was the purpose? The purpose was to encourage every single member to go out there and recruit more members, expand the organization.
Everybody.
As the organization grows and expands, more member benefit.
Yes.
And we all grow collectively. That's what it is. Gin financially is in a very healthy position.
Oh, I did not say that they are unhealthy.
Well,
I would worry because we spend so much money, so they should, of course, have some money. So where's the money? Who owns the money? When you say we are financially very stable, so who has the money? Is it on banks?
It is. I mean, obviously.
So do we do some social programs? Do we have some child care programs?
We
something?
Don't. That's not the
So we invest in the Deutsche Bank, for example.
My friend, you are really misinformed. The purpose of and the goal of this organization is not to do some philanthropic work outside of the community.
Member benefit started differently.
It's going somewhere else. Member benefit.
Yeah.
When you told member benefit, all these meetings we do, when all these speakers we pay, and that's the monthly commission contribution that we all make. As the organization grows, more money comes in, more programs is given, more teaching is given to members.
Sure.
We grow and expand in the process. When we go to Rome, level 5 training, the staff has to travel. The staff has to be has to advance the group. The staff has to go and look for a hotel. And all this is money. Who is paying for it? You and I, all of us collectively. That's what organizations do.
Yeah.
Not everything is going to Kevin Trudeau's pocket. The money is there to be quantified, accountable. Now, am I here or Eli here to tell you that we have seen the book, we know how much money there is in the bank? No. That's not what we do.
No, but I've been in business for quite a while, and I know that gin has to be in the red. It still has to be funded from outside sources at this point. It's too new.
There's no way
it could be turning a profit by now.
So where's the money going?
Back to the member benefits.
Member benefit. It comes in all forms.
So I've heard, for example, Kevin said he spent millions in translations. So where are the German translations where he spent so much money?
I don't know. I don't know the details.
I talked with Stephen, and he said he spent a lot of money for a Spanish translation, and it was completely crap.
Millions.
Well, they did that in France.
I have heard Kevin saying he spends millions. We have no clue how much money this takes.
But this is the thing. It's not any.
The
what
French,
level are you?
The French is coming from Bruna. Or what's coming from Bruno?
The thing is, you're not part of the gin staff, so this isn't really your business. It's not my business. It's
yeah,
not
but
yours
I'm concerned
business.
Where I put my money. If I see, so we are always red, and
but
I was hoping that we start.
What?
But I was hoping that we start some kind of social programs, childcare, really doing something good for the planet, not just learning how to suck the money out of others.
Well, I think your whole attitude is completely wrong.
Maybe.
You're way off.
Maybe.
Because your attitude is crap,
that's an
as we say.
Yeah, sure.
It's really negative.
Why? Yeah. There is no negative and positive.
It is very
just a
negative.
Point of view.
That was more
it's your reality.
Because everybody at this table can read your energy and they understand you're headed down a dark road.
Why? That's just your reality. That's your impression.
That's your reality.
That's not mine.
It's
yours.
Not everybody else's at the table. It's not. We don't feel this way.
Yeah,
we have a vision. We see this going somewhere.
Now I'm speaking.
All these things can happen. And this is the cancer we're trying to root out of the organization. I've always liked you since we first met.
I know
that you have these aspirations.
Okay.
But I'm just saddened by seeing this.
So
whatever
if I get some critics, you say you
happening.
Don't like me because I'm critical.
No, I'm saying that there's a dark element in gin and it's affecting members. And I don't know your situation, but I don't want to see you affected
by
that.
Gin?
And I don't know what to say.
Okay, so tell me why gin is now a company. We started as a club which is not owned by anyone. Why is gin now a company?
Talk to gin about that. I don't know.
Doesn't bother you.
I don't care.
Okay. So it doesn't. We don't care whether we sue somebody else. We don't care whether we are a company. We don't. What do you care?
I trust the leadership, and I believe that
so who
leadership
is the leader? Who
has
is the, leadership?
The best intention for me and my member
okay.
benefits.
So there are
Kevin
two.
Kevin Trudeau and the other staff members are making decisions to do whatever they do, and you either stand with
okay,
them
so
or you
is the
go
owner.
And walk out the door.
So Stephen
That's
is the
it.
Owner. Stephen is the owner.
Who?
Stephen Lee is the owner of the club. Or Dino. You said other staff members are...
They're the leadership.
Okay.
The management.
So how comes that Peter Wink and Dr. C said they are not
I'm
asked for any
this
kind of policy? Yeah, I wonder what our
I
club, which
care.
Is not...
Dr. C has created a lot of cancer.
Yeah, obviously.
He is a cancer doctor, but he has become the cancer of everybody's mind.
Obviously.
Which is unfortunate. And
yeah,
as much as
that.
We loved him and respected him, that much where we dislike most,
you know,
a great majority of us.
We started, for example, with I provide you free, so the 1,000 entry fee, the initial fee.
Right.
Kevin told in the internet, I give it free away for everybody. I will pay because I have so much money. Actually, he didn't pay it. He did not pay it. He set it to zero. So you have not get, for example, he did not pay. So you have not received any kind of permission commission, sorry, for his entry, for example.
For his entry of what?
No, look, KT said for 1,000 euro, I will pay as KT, I pay the 1,000 bucks when you get members and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he did sponsor people and other people
because
also
He has not received 200 bucks.
Doesn't matter. A greater good. If this kid could not afford $1,000,
It's about truth and lies. He was lying at the BMW. The BMW, the free gift. They are lottery, 10 BMW.
For 3 years you drive it.
Afterwards, it was suddenly changed. Then said, oh, yeah, shit, if we give it away, they have to pay taxes.
Yeah,
so come on.
You do.
Kevin is in the business since 76. He's an infomercial king, and he does not know that if he gives something free, that he has to pay some kind of tax.
He said it clearly.
No.
You will pay tax, you'll pay insurance.
Afterwards, everything was printed. And the best thing is, you know, that when the people were signing the contract, they even have to pay then after 3 years to go get the car. It's incredible. So it was Bauernfängerei, we say here in Germany. No, the point is...
The wrong road.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm very sensible to... selective, you know, advertisements.
How can we make you happy?
Right.
How can we make you a happy gin member like us in the car on the way over here, laughing our asses off?
Okay.
How can we make you happy?
Okay. Make social programs, change the commission plan.
No.
So that everybody.
No. No. What else?
Commission plan.
What? How else can we make you happy?
Tens of thousands of people. That's one voice.
Pardon me?
One in tens of thousands of people's voice. You're just one voice. Maybe while your idea is respected and appreciated for what's worth, it may not meet the purpose and the goal and the objectives of Global Information Network.
How can we make you happy? How can we get you to stay as a member of the club? Because you're obviously ready to quit. So how can we keep you around to be with us and enjoy this journey with us? What can we do?
We started, for example... that all for members, everything is free, but suddenly then how to go platinum was sold for 99.
How can we make you happy?
Hundreds of small promises which were not fulfilled.
I've heard all the bitching and complaining of all sorts from all people around in every country in the
world.
How can we make you happy?
No lies, just the truth. We have politicians lying to us, we have the TV lying to us. I don't want Katie to lie to me.
Okay.
Okay, and all his stuff.
So you want the truth?
I want the truth. I really want the truth. And I want, of course, really to be, as we started, as a club which is not owned by anyone, so that nobody can force us, but suddenly we are a company, we have rules, we have a code of conduct, which is very nice, yeah, okay, because we have to protect something. So come on, if this brainwashing, what do I want? I said the truth, commission for everyone, because it's not fair. That only 100 or 110 or 150 people are getting money?
Everybody gets commission. Every single member.
There was a particular promotion,
my friend. There was for a season, for 3 months. The program ran for 3 months. A special promotion whereby from this period of time to this period of time, those who qualify for platinumship, we will put all the money collected, 2% of it aside, and will be distributed equally to those who qualified for the platinumship. That's what was done. Guess what? In addition to that, once a platinum, you are always a platinum. But on a given month, say for example, where are we now? August. Come August, if you have not kept up with your 10 up,
yep.
Second level 10, the second 10 people, that's what qualifies you as a platinum. Some people have a strong platinumship, some people have weak platinumship. If you continue keeping up those 20 people, then you keep your commission.
Let me answer this. For this question, I think it's completely irrelevant because everybody who was in a multi-level marketing like Andre, like Harald, like Martin, know that this plan is really good. And this is fact. This is one of the best plans in the world.
If you're platinum.
No, if you're...
Wait. This is really your opinion. This is just your opinion. This is clear now. Okay, so this point we can set aside and it's clear because everybody with experience in this business says it's really great. And I'm we have here 20 years of experience. So this point, it cannot count. This is.
Okay, so
I have a question.
You can go to
other. Are you happy about this?
I have a question. Many things I also have to say I do not have an issue with, but I really like the club. I entered the club especially, and this is what I'm continuing to do, is succeeding the Success Mastery course. And I think it's valuable, and I would still say everything I spent was valuable.
This is the consciousness, the sound. Okay.
What I have an issue is, if such a huge organization where a lot of money flows
in. Mm.
For me, I would feel more comfortable having transparency, knowing it's not big. You have so many members, they spend so much, you have commissions fees, maybe purchase sales and so on, so you have some things coming in, and I don't need to know who exactly gets what.
Like a co-op.
A little like
a co-op. Does that translate?
It's like
we have these organizations in the US. It's called a cooperative.
Accounting report. That's what
accounting report.
This report gets every platinum.
But do you have that? It's called a co-op. We have like farming co-ops.
Yeah, but
where
but
you
Ella,
buy
in, Ella,
and
2%.
Is that what you're talking about?
But the persons that share the 2% are getting the dates.
Right.
I mean, you get the data if you are platinum.
Okay, then you know exactly all the incomes.
Right.
And
oh, it's Inner Circle, we know.
No, it's in the yearly review as well.
Yeah. Hmm? Is what?
It's a review. I've seen myself $17 million income and so. I've seen it once in a
report. Oh, but we actually get the breakdown.
Different?
As platinum, we find out how much money is coming in. Okay. We don't get a report on what's being spent. But it's the income.
Yes.
We get reported on it. You don't get that because you're not at that level.
Yeah, okay, but this is one side of the coin. One side of the coin is everything is coming in.
Yes.
And the other is how is it distributed.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, in a clear and, let's say, an organization where I feel I'm really part of it, for me, it doesn't have to be a secret where it's spent. If it's in commission fees for platinum people, say, great, they did a lot of work. They earn it, fine, I'm happy with this. But not knowing where it goes and not knowing how financially healthy an organization is. When you say this company is so new, it must be red, I'm not really agreeing because we didn't, I work in for €1 million next year or this year even, for investments, solid machines, buildings, and so on. So here, of course, there are also investments. Tools, daily supplements.
What the tool is not investment.
Wait,
it,
but it has to be produced.
Yeah, okay.
It must be produced
to get a lower price.
Exactly.
And then you
operation
have
costs, production costs.
You got, in the very beginning,
yeah,
there was
lawyer
a few
for
numbers,
suing Dr. C, for example.
There are all these.
Above all of this,
it's either you trust the leadership or you leave.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here for you to always say.
No,
there's,
yeah.
And there's no, there's
why,
no club
why,
on
yeah.
this planet
so why, I
that you
leave.
Can join and
why,
be a member in and not
no,
and,
no.
and find out what all the books are.
I'm not
there's
suing.
There's no club
so
on this
why
planet.
Why I should leave? Why not have somebody else?
Join.
If you,
a
if
lot
you
of people
trust,
are leaving and you can go with them. I'm
yeah,
saying
why?
That if you join
why?
A Kiwanis
it's
club,
my
if you
club.
Join a club,
money in
they're not going to open the books to you.
No, I don't want the people are suing. That money is spent by suing people.
Das
funktioniert mal in Amerika. Was ist das? Weiß ich nicht. Du bist schriftlich
jetzt bitte mal,
I'm very passionate about this.
Martin.
Du kriegst das von mir. Ja klar, du kriegst das.
Durch die Art, durch die Art und Weise, if we continue to discuss in this manner, I feel, because I'm really interested in at least some, let's say, solid answers. I'm not interested in emotional back and forth and so on. Why is it a secret? Why is it not put down? Okay, this is coming in, and that's where how much we spend, and where it's going, and how healthy the company is.
And like I
why
just said, you join a Rotary Club, Lions Club, any organization, any membership club, they do not tell you anything.
Okay.
Any club in the world, you join as a member, you will not find out how much money is coming in. You will not find out how much money is going out. You will not find out what the salaries are. Name an organization on this planet besides like a co-op, like we have in the U.S., like a farm co-op, where you're able to look at that information.
So now it's
if
an
it's
IMC?
A publicly traded company on the stock exchange, they have to release that information. Yes.
Remember, it's still it's a private club.
What private club
it's
on this planet
it's now
shares this information?
No, it's a company. It's an IMC.
Please, really, it's destroying the conversation. I fear it's destroying it.
Okay.
Please, Martin, you know I value you. I've been to sports clubs and others clubs. At the end of the year, they have a club. I live in a small town. Mm-hmm. This small town, which I appreciate, I did not get it when I was in a big city. But this small town I'm living right now, at the end of the year, I see how many people live there, how many tax income, what they spend, what their major projects are, what they support, and so on. I appreciate this. I'm not saying it has to be like this. I'm not saying other clubs do this or not. I'm just, this is something I would like to have.
Okay.
Being in an organization and having a transparency and feel like, okay, it's just I know where the overall situation is, and this, for me, I go my way, definitely.
Well, yeah. I was just elected to the membership advisory board on Saturday, so I can bring that. I can't bring any of the stuff you're talking about, but I can. If you say I want to know more transparency, then I can say that. But the thing is, even if they don't want to do anything about it, it's like you're either you just trust the leadership or you leave the club. There's really no, I mean, especially at this early part, there's only two options. There's only two things.
And why?
Because at this early option, you're either going to trust the leadership and expect them to lead you to where they say they want to lead the club, or leave. That's,
at least it's valid. The point that you're making is valid enough to.
The thing is,
the newly elected board, to take it to the leadership.
But we can't say like this needs to happen.
No,
and this
no,
needs
no.
To
it's
happen,
not. It's an idea. It's a suggestion.
Right. Yeah.
And also, I think an answer to the question, why not? I mean, what is so secret about it? We are a new organization. We are growing. Maybe we are we need some outside financials, like my company does as well.
I have an answer for that, actually, and it's competitive advantage. So if you go to the other new MLM startups, network marketing, they're not going to share with you their expenses and their income, because that's a competitive advantage, is not having that information public. So it would be to the detriment of the club to let that information go out. As far as what the overhead is, what the expenses are, I don't even think they should release the income.
Put it this way, I think your question is valid. As a member, you have the right to ask whatever it is in your mind. That's why we call it a club, right? In terms of this accounting issue that we're discussing about right now, where the money is going, how much money is being raised, who's getting paid, what, it is really beyond our pay grade. It's really the administrative, the operation, the leadership in Illinois and outside of Chicago can answer that question. Because I am satisfied with this organization, so is he. Why? I would rather, ever since we joined, we are growing and expanding as a person, both professionally and personally. That matters most to me than the amount of money that I have been coughing up. And we have paid tens of thousands of dollars. Remember, any organization, any company, any new business, at least you have to work at it 3 to 5 years before you start seeing profit. Like any other business, this is a new initiative. Guess what? The beauty is that all of a sudden, because the idea itself is catching on like a fire, we are in 180 countries. Here I am. What do you think I am doing? He told me about it. I said, you know what? I'm going to come and support you. I don't know, I've got a few down lines. I didn't come to meet them.
I'm here to
he came
support
to meet you guys.
And to meet you guys, and then I'm glad. And then eat cabbage on the way to here. He was like, the point I'm trying to make is, we are going somewhere, folks. So unfortunately, Dr. C, ever since that saga, it has contaminated, polluted so many minds. Unfortunately, people are getting affected by it. The good news along with it is there are a small minority. Dr. C and Peter Wink, they were hit on their pocket. That's why they're unhappy. That's why they went out and started spreading this rumor and this disease. Guess what? A lot of people now are waking up and say, huh? Well, you know, people love gossip. People, at the beginning, everybody was just exchanging email, phone calls, flying around all over the, because it was a hot issue. Because Dr. C has a fellowship. He knows. He knows he has a fellowship. He knows he's admired by a segment of the Jin population. All of a sudden, now everybody's discovering how low class he became. It's unfortunate. Someone we respected, someone we loved and appreciated, all of a sudden for him to go down that road, beneath him, but belittled him as a person. So, I don't want to go there, but...
So how this was possible? Huh? In our club, where we were so strong, how this negative
strong.
Energy was possible?
Because we needed this to be stronger.
Yeah, to
vaccinate. It's good. This happens all the time. Okay, part of the level 5 training this past weekend, this was... You see, the beauty about Kevin, he doesn't attack Dr. C by calling his name or this and that.
He's showing it, come on. He's showing it.
Defamation. There is something called, in the legal term in America, I cannot stand up and defame your good name, your character.
If Dr. C said false things and it caused a bunch of members to leave Jin, I think that he has a right to sue him.
It is the American law. It's within the law.
And I have one information from the Jin staff. And this is that Caldwell never showed any proof that he really cured so many.
Okay, that is a real big problem then. Because he sold thousands of millions of books where he was relying on Dr. Caldwell. So when he was writing books that the natural cures they don't want to know about, why he was not providing any evidence for this book?
My friend. Again, let me suggest
so
something.
The book is a lie.
Hold.
Has Kevin recorded the book already?
It's sold 50 million copies. It must be good. People are buying it, still buying it. Let me suggest something.
But it's using consider, lies, right?
Just consider the following. Consider the following.
You know the impact
wait,
was what
wait,
really
wait.
Happened?
Please.
That the base, the fundamental... It's
yeah.
Suddenly no more here.
Yeah, but
it is there. It's
we don't have to talk about Dr. Caldwell because in
exactly.
Really, I don't know who met him personally. And in my opinion, I can read his energy.
At least I met him because KD never showed up on the cruise. Dr. C was walking around and hugging us and talking to us. KD was always here, recruiting.
You think when KD would be in the middle of the party, he would go?
This is
at this time, Dr. C was more famous than KD.
I met with KD. I was up in his suite. He was on the cruise.
I know. Sure.
I spent time with him.
Well, my point is,
he was really a nice guy to us,
Dr.
C. Sure.
Yeah.
What's that personality? I went to Dr. C and asked him to come over and talk to you guys.
Yeah, I know. So how comes that he says no? Oh, I don't know. Tell what do you think about him?
Dr. C depreciated himself. No one did it for him. He did it. He was at
this
means
the hand really served.
let's not turn
wait,
this
wait,
off.
Wait. I mean, I can read the energy of people like you do.
I can read the energy as well.
No. And the first
That's
thing...
That's not true. You cannot read it. I can read it as well. So how you can say that I don't read it and you read it? Who are you? I read your energy.
And you are you.
I read your energy.
Yes.
I read
and
your
I read
energy.
Yours. And this is not good. And this is fact.
Just because I'm talking that aggressive?
Yes.
I read your energy.
Exactly.
It's so small.
This is taking up to my time. The other members, I'm sure you have... Other viable
Martin, you're alone.
Yeah.
You
may want to ask.
No, I'm glad that everybody's here to hear this because it's obviously they're some members at the table that are going to stay in the club. And there's some members at the table who are not going to stay in the club. And it'd be nice for us to just figure out who the members are going to stay in the club and who the members are not going to stay in the club. And then the members who are not going to stay in the club should go. Because then we can have joy and laughter and fun and get back to manifesting our dreams. I think that's probably the best thing to do at this point.